Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
Today's sketch is called The Home Project Method. I saw a coffee cup the other day that said, "If a man says he will fix it, he will. There's no need to remind him every 6 months." I had to laugh. Let me interject here that my husband Joel is the hardest working person I've ever met. The man can't sit still, mainly because if he does, he falls asleep instantly. But we do have an understanding about the steps in the project process. For the sake of example, I'm going to use our recent pergola addition to describe this process. Our project process is a little like the scientific method in that the first step is to define the problem. The problem in the case of the pergola was that over 20 years ago, long before I was married to Joel, I dreamed of a second-story pergola on the back of my Victorian house. I twisted my first husband's arm and we added a significant addition, including a second-story balcony that we would later fit with a rail and pergola. Well, as listeners know, life has a tendency to meander down many a detour. Fast forward to 2017, and I still didn't have a pergola. I married Joel in 2010 after dating for close to 3 years. Although I did bring up the pergola repeatedly according to Joel, but I maintain that I only brought it up so often because his hearing problems were getting significantly worse throughout those 3 years. I didn't clearly state my hypothesis until we were married. I learned quickly that Joel needs what I like to call priming before a household project can begin. This priming involves me showing Joel magazines and pictures of the project in question and saying in a wistful voice things like, "Oh, wouldn't it be amazing to have a pergola on the back balcony? I could sit out there with my strong, handsome husband and listen to those fascinating stories about when you used to play college basketball." Part of the priming in this case was that after 782 such mentions, Joel asked, "What's a pergola again?" Once we get to the stage where Joel asks for the meaning of a term that I've defined, illustrated, made flashcards for, and whispered in his ear during REM sleep for at least a year and a half, we can finally progress to the actual experiment. Organizing supplies is my job. If I purchase the necessary items and place them where Joel will trip over them as he walks to the garage, the experiment may progress more quickly. Especially if, once he has worn a path around the original stack of supplies, I move said stack onto the new path. About 2 face plants, and Joel's ready to roll. Our household projects are not like those experiments that are chain reactions. The dominoes do not just fall. But I am nothing if not persistent. When I found out that Joel had built shade structures for 2 summer construction clients, the entire timeline was placed on the fast track, especially when I found out about the other shade structures by phone spying. During the observation and recording stage of the scientific/project process, we do have to continually check and monitor. Joel is like that student that gets a 99% on every assignment, but has to come up to the teacher's desk to ask, "Is this right? Is this right?" every few minutes. He claims his lack of confidence is due to my exacting and impossible standards. Well, here I am, listeners, completing the last stage of the scientific method for our pergola, because I'm reporting that Joel built me an amazing structure that is 99% perfect. My hypothesis that a shade structure would look great on the back of our house has proven true. Check out the photos on the Little Spouse on the Prairie Facebook page. This is Valerie, the Little Spouse on the Prairie. See you next week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Wirtz, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.